All right, after this podcast episode, stick around for Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott. I'm sorry, I got to go back to it. Lady A's Hillary Scott and Navy SEAL Brent Gleason. He's got a brand new book that he's going to tell you about. Again, all that is coming up right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Here's a brand new gold this week.
A man and a woman.
Oh, that's not the one I wanted.
I know. Yeah, that one's got to wait till next week. This one is great, and we'll have to discuss that a little bit later on. Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts giving you guys a big shout-out because, you know, you're sponsoring the podcast. You got great parts. You got answers to my questions. Love y'all. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I was thinking about this because somebody, while we were on vacation, was telling me, what season are you guys on? I was like, what? On your podcast, what season? I'm like, well, we don't have seasons. He goes, well, yeah, everybody does. I didn't know that.
So no, not everybody has seasons.
How many years have we been doing this?
This is the eighth year.
Is this the eighth year?
Yes.
So would this be season eight?
No.
More. Yeah.
So it would be more? How would it be more?
Well, because usually seasons are... Well, depending on, I don't know, because Netflix now is 11 episodes, but it used to be back in the day, seasons were 23 episodes.
You'd have one season a year, but then like The Bachelor has three seasons a year or something stupid like that.
And then Serial has had, I don't know, three seasons, and they're only like 10 episodes of a podcast.
And they do it every year?
I don't know if they have. I didn't listen past.
How about this is like podcast number 300 and we don't have seasons. Okay.
Well, I don't know what number we're on, actually. We'll have to figure that out after whenever we're done.
Do we really not know the number?
I think, actually, you should break it down into 17 episodes per season.
Carson, why are you doing that?
I love that.
You're welcome.
17
Well, you're
per
in charge
season?
Of going back and renumbering all the podcasts.
This will be great.
I was just going
to
do
we don't have to renumber them. Just,
this
you know, we reference
321.
It. 321 times we have turned the microphones on and said, let's do a podcast. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Big D. You're being awfully silent there. What's going on?
Nothing. Doesn't have anything to really add to what y'all are talking about.
Well, let me do this again then.
A man and a woman.
So great. I love that. Also, get a text message. It says, hey, I just want to pass this on to you guys. I can't imagine one of the 17 would fall for this, but it is a Dylan Scott, country artist. It says, howdy, Mackenzie. Mackenzie replied with, hello. Dylan Scott, quote unquote, says, how are you doing today? Good. How are you? This is Real Scott. I messaged you on Instagram. Maybe you should respond there instead if it's really you. Ha, ha, ha. Well, I would love to respond on there, but that page is under my management control due to much spam out there.
Oh.
I won't be able to do that. I very sorry. But then I will like to be your friend.
Okay.
Actually, that's exactly how Dylan speaks.
No.
Not the sharpest guy, but
no,
he can sing,
true.
But he's not a really. No,
that's actually a joke.
Man, there are so many fakes out there. I mean, it's weird.
Day.
Weird, weird, weird.
I find I get a new one every day.
What good does
Twitter.
That do?
I don't know.
I mean, well, like you get like fake people following you and trying to talk to you.
Who was it that Sam Heughan from Outlander, some woman got scammed thinking it was Sam Heughan messaging her and she sent him $7,000?
What?
No, but for
why would anybody send Sam Heughan or anybody? I mean, Obi-Wan Kenobi could befriend me on Instagram and I'm not going to send him $11,000 because he asked for it.
There's also people out there that aren't asking for money, but they're asking for certain types of photos. So if they tell you they're a celebrity and
then you send them naked pictures.
Yes, yes.
And then, but also, for everyone that's actually trying to get something out of it, there must be 10 that are literally just doing it to
just to catfish
themselves.
People?
Just for the whatever sick high they get and out I of
love,
doing it.
That's one of my guilty pleasures. I love catfish.
Me too.
I love catfish.
Did you see the one where some chick was pretending to be Bow Wow?
Yes.
And
yes.
They track down the woman that is impersonating this celebrity. And it's like, why are you telling people? Oh, no. I just, I'm bored.
Like, gosh, it, people I don't have no lives.
Why have we not had Neve on the show? I mean,
that's a good question.
We, because now knowing, because we've never talked about this before, now knowing that we both love the show, this has got
haven't
to happen.
We, though? Haven't
no,
we done
we
that?
Never have. Okay. We never have.
Ah, you're
right.
So witty.
Hey. Yeah. Big D, you're not into catfish? It's the best.
I'm not even joking. I thought y'all were talking about the food. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I hate catfish. In my head, I'm going, I don't like catfish. I don't like, you ever had it unfried? Just,
ugh.
Yeah, I've grilled catfish.
Dude, I've had it on a stick over a fire.
Yeah, that's good too.
I've done it every which way
right.
possible.
Listen, some Tony Shastri's make anything good.
No, when you're hungry enough, it makes everything fantastic.
I'm Team D. I'm not.
I'll eat a roach.
Not on catfish.
Oh, okay.
If I was hungry, man, I'll eat whatever.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Never get the time, Bubba, putting that straw into that opened Vienna sausage.
Oh, gosh, no.
And drinking the Vienna sausage juice. I watched it. I honestly
don't we have that on video somewhere?
No, but we know we do have on video the time we tricked you into eating dog food.
Yep.
So
yeah, but the straw
that.
And the Vienna sausage might be the best diet aid ever. That if I just watched that before I wanted to eat, I'd go, nope, that's cool. I'm off food for the next few hours.
No, really?
I'm good.
Oh, that's gross. That's so gross.
So nasty.
The dog food thing was funny. Because I couldn't tell. What was it we were trying to figure out?
Baby?
You said you
spam?
Could tell
oh,
the
no.
difference
oh,
between...
No, it was dog food and potted
spam
meat
and
or something.
And dog food.
It wasn't
you
spam.
Said they smell the same.
It wasn't spam. It was
it
potted
was?
Meat.
I forget.
Wasn't it spam potted meat?
It's not the same. Spam and potted meat are very different.
No, spam makes... Spam, that's a brand of potted meat. Spam brand potted meat.
Oh, I'm maybe
no.
I don't
no.
think I think you're
no,
missing
they don't know. No. They're two different things. Spam is spam. It's made
the
by Hormel.
The spam company makes potted meat. Hormel makes potted
spam.
Meat with the name spam on it. They did. I know we grew up eating it. As nasty as that is. Yes.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
I think I absolutely know
Dude,
what I'm talking about.
I lived on an island where
they
we
do.
Didn't
it's
have
a spam. It's called spam spread.
Spam
what?
Spread. Yes.
Spam
it's
spread?
Potted meat.
Yep.
That's spam
I've
flavored.
Never seen that before in my life. It sounds fantastic.
It is saltier than Libby's.
It's spreadable meat.
And it is,
dude.
nothing like
speaking of
spreadable
the
meat.
Internet.
Boy, isn't that just a great pickup line? Spreadable meat. If you have some sort of an online dating profile, that should be in your thing.
Dude, hold on, please. Changing my Tinder headline right now.
I didn't know that was a thing. I mean, yeah. I knew like spam was spam. I didn't
See, I
know
had,
they had
one of
their
my
own
uncles,
spreadable spam.
One of my uncles was really would eat potted meat, but not spam spread. And like, so if my, I know, like if you, my grandmother would buy the spam because it was on sale and he wouldn't eat it. I'm like.
What a discerning palate.
Yeah.
Very fancy man.
Yes. You know, there's a fine line between which kind of mashed up meat you'll eat.
Mashed meat.
And which kind of mashed
Sounds
up meat.
That's pretty funny too, man. I don't know which
really
is which is worse, mashed meat or spreadable spam?
Spreadable
I mean,
meat.
Both have a nice alliteration going, but I don't know.
There was a lady in front of me at the grocery store the other day. She had four cans of Vienna sausage. And I immediately just went straight back to Bubba in here.
Hey, so I'm looking at Agravante Pressy says hello from the Philippines, watching on Facebook right now. Hello to you, and they know spam's good, dude. I'm telling you.
Boy, Philippines, they eating some. you want some eggs? Oh yeah, this one already. Oh, this one's got a baby inside of it. That's fine. We'll eat that one.
Balut.
Blah.
You ever see pictures of balut?
No. Yes, I have. From you.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Oh, do you know what balut is?
No.
Carson?
It's fertilized chicken eggs or duck eggs or whatever kind of eggs.
So
is
it's
that
like,
when you open it
so
and it's inside?
So when you open it, there's a baby.
But like you can like, it's not like cute.
No.
It's you can like see through its skin. And it has the big giant black eyeballs.
Oh,
and you can see like its heart.
I don't want to see it, Bubba. When I was in second grade and we hatched eggs, you know, because for some reason you do that in school. And then what do? The eggs that don't hatch, my teacher decides, let's open them up and see what's inside. So here's a bunch of second graders, and she's showing apparently your version of caviar, which was us, just a bunch of dead babies.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Hey, what's the one that they cook in the using lemons in the ground? Or maybe mixing them up.
Oh, yeah, you're mixing up. So lemons is Kelloggin. You do the lemons and the
pineapple or whatever.
Whatever kind of like acidic fruits, like you'll do pineapple, coconut, lemons, a lot of different versions of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic.
And it cooks it using.
Yeah, it's chemically cooked. You don't actually cook
it. What are you cooking?
Like chicken and things like that.
Yeah, it cooks meat.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
But using the enzymes and the fruit juice.
But that you don't bury in the ground. You just throw it in the fridge. Kind of like a ceviche.
But isn't that what ceviche is, kind of? It breaks down?
That's it, ceviche. What's so the one you put in the ground?
That is, oh my gosh, that's the cabbage. The
got it. I got you, bro.
Why am I brain farting here?
Cabbage
in the ground.
Cooking.
Cabbage in the ground. Oh, well, they don't really... they don't say what it is.
Oh, that's weird.
Just a lot of cabbage recipes.
Huh.
Filipino lumpia.
Oh no, lumpia is not like that. Lumpia is like imagine a like a Filipino version of a spring roll, or not a spring roll, but like
you're right. Yeah.
What's the little rolled tacos?
Tostados, or whatever they're called. I feel like I'm mixing like fake Taco Bell Mexican dishes, like where they just make things up and
kimchi?
Like,
you thinking kimchi?
Kimchi. Oh, that's it,
dude. The day I had Big D eat kimchi was awesome.
Boy, that stuff.
He didn't actually eat it. He got it right up to his nose.
Boy,
and he was
just
like,
smell. It's rancid. Yeah, and that's.
Like a flauta. Somebody was talking about the lumpia is kind of like a flauta, but it's different.
I kind of went on a kick there. I wanted to like start cooking all these different like international stuff, but if you ever go to like an international market, grocery store or whatever, like they'll have like an Asian market. They're usually very specific to whatever the
sometimes, if you're lucky, you can find one that's like everything. It'll be like Asian and English food and all kinds of stuff all in one place, Indian. And whatever.
So, the thing is, you need to find those stores first because most of your places aren't going to have if you want to really do it right, cook like stuff that Bubba had in Guam.
Well, I actually have kimchi in my fridge right now. I just got some the other day, and I cannot wait to open it. There's something magical about opening a brand new kimchi because it's basically, what is it, whenever you have...
Fermented.
It's like fermented cabbage. So when you pop it open, it goes...
Yeah, it's got all that.
Oh, it's like popping open a beer.
It's
awesome.
It's fired up. Stinky stuff.
It's so good, though, man.
Man.
Yeah.
And the thing is, once you open it, like
you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Pandora's box right there with your kimchi.
There's lingers.
There's a smell, man. There is a smell, and you sweat it. If you eat a lot of it, like when I do it, I'll get the big jars of kimchi, and I will just eat that with a fork straight out of there, and I'll just go to town. I'll eat the whole thing. Well, then I'll smell it like that for like 3 days. I'll sweat kimchi.
Stacy's so lucky to have you.
Yeah.
what a catch you are.
Give me a hug.
Man, you just got it all.
So we need to get with British Rob. I want to, I need to change. So I'm getting away from Bing. I'm now a DuckDuckGo guy.
Oh, great. No. Are you going to redo that?
Yeah, so you know how we have the...
All right,
let's bring it, boys.
Go it.
Let's bring it, boys.
What could he do for that? I'll get him to do one like...
He could do the... remember the old game, the Duck, Duck, Goose?
Mm. Yeah.
He could be like, duck, 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 go.
Oh, yeah, duck, duck, go. He could do just like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they've been advertising that on Reddit, Duck, Duck, Go. I honestly thought it was duct tape. I thought it was a new brand of duct tape. I've never clicked on it. I didn't realize. I honestly, when you just said that, I'm like, oh wait, that's an internet thing.
It looks like it looks like 1997. Like if you look at the actual page, the search page, it looks like Dogpile and those things we used to use back then. Dogpile was great, man.
Why don't you just ask Jeeves?
Yes.
I didn't like that one. I don't know. It just felt dirty.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo is a. Are you tired of being tracked online? We can help. Go seamless. Get seamless privacy protection on your browser for free with one download. So you can add it to your Chrome.
How do they make money then?
They have ads, I'm sure.
They have
ads.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Well, do they?
Let me see.
First question, how does DuckDuckGo make money? We make money from private ads on our search engine. On other search engines, ads are based on profiles compiled about you using personal information like searching, browsing, purchase history. Since we don't collect that information, search ads on DuckDuckGo are based on the search results page you're viewing, not on you as a person. For example, if you search for cars, we'll show you ads about cars, where sometimes you'll be on cars, but you may have...
Dude. There's nothing worse than the Google ads or the Amazon ads that pop up for stuff that you just bought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if I go and I'm searching for duct tape and I buy the duct tape on Amazon or Walmart or whatever, and then immediately go to another site, what do I see? It's nothing but ads for duct tape all the time. And you get mad. You're like, stop showing me duct tape. I already bought it, y'all.
Like, where's my I bought this button?
So DuckDuckGo, that won't happen, apparently, is the way they're doing it. If you're looking for duct tape, they'll show you duct tape ads.
Yeah.
It's kind of smart.
Yeah.
I did get a little irritated with Google earlier. I was Googling a grocery store. I just wanted to see what their ad was. I was looking for a deal on cheese or something. And the first thing that popped up wasn't the grocery store name. It was Instacart. It was, do you want Instacart? I was like, no, what? And I had to scroll down to get to the actual grocery store.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a little...
Because of the paid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a little irritating.
And that's why I did it. It's more, you know, it's talking about internet privacy. I don't care. Well, I do care. Let me go back. I love my internet privacy, but I'm not using a VPN like here at work. Well, actually, we do, don't we? Let's tell it we're like, oh, we don't?
No.
Oh, great.
We don't.
But anyway, I was going to say, you know, more than anything, I like the fact that it's like, I know instantly when I search for something, I'm going to find it. And you don't have to go through all the junk to get to what you're looking for.
We're also power users. So, like, we're like.
We need answers, like, pretty fast.
Yeah, we're doing things on the fly, on the go. I mean, even just doing this, we've looked up five things, you know, and during a show or through prep, show prep stuff, it's constant, nonstop, looking up things, because there's nothing that we don't
talk about
that we don't know anymore.
We're talking about Google.
I have a surprise.
We're talking about everything.
I have a surprise for you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
It's a surprise.
Oh, I thought you meant you were about to,
a surprise guest that's going to be
debut it or something.
That's going to be coming in on the podcast.
Really?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
In person.
They just pulled up.
Go look on the security camera. Who's on it?
Will you let them in, actually?
Oh.
Oh, well, I don't get to be surprised?
No, I'm sorry.
You'll be surprised when you open the door.
Yes, and walk
you
in.
Gotta,
I'll move over so we have a microphone.
Are they here?
Mm-hmm. They might be in the front.
Yeah. No, they're here.
Just, still in their car, whoever it is.
Yeah. Would you just let them just go and please?
Still in his car.
Okay. Well, if you go open the door, he will get out of his car. We know it's a he, apparently, since he said go let him in.
Mm. Yeah. This is someone I've known for a while that I don't think has ever been on our podcast. But you guys are fans.
Are we?
Yeah. Hmm. You guys are definitely fans.
Are they bringing kimchi? Because I'm in the mood for that.
I don't know that this guy would know kimchi. Yeah, he might. You know, he's pretty worldly. Very talented.
You ever had like spam masubi? That's like Hawaiian.
I've never had
it's
spam.
It's like you use a... Like, what? At all?
No.
So you do rice like you would do for, you know, the sticky rice, the good sticky. And you do that and you do some kelp on there and then you throw on the spam on top. It's great. I think you would like that. That's a Hawaiian thing.
Yeah.
I hear him coming down the hallway.
Okay, so I'm going to put the camera over
there. Yeah, can you go ahead and put it on the door? I know it's dark in here. I apologize for those who are trying to see. who our surprise guest is going to be.
And Patrick is now walking
the
in.
The door is open.
Surprise guest.
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my dad, Larry.
Yay!
There he is. Hey. There he is. Patrick, you put him on the corner mic there.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Look at that eye patch.
I like that. He's like a pirate now.
Look, he's got his 17 gear hat on.
Okay, so what happened? What's up with the eye patch? Last time I saw you, you did not have an eye patch.
Well, I thought I might be in a movie and be a pirate, and I was sort of practicing to see how.
What am I doing asking your dad any question?
Patch
your dad
goes.
Is always going to give me some BS story. It's always a joke.
Did you not watch that movie during Christmas? You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Mm-hmm.
That's him.
You see, that's what happens. Yeah.
Y'all growed up.
A BB gun?
Yeah, I remember when you was young, you used to go out there at the flagpole, stick your
tongue. Please say tongue.
On that pole.
Please say tongue.
That was a really long pause, Mr. Larry.
I think we've replaced that two or three times, I think.
Yeah.
That tongue.
The tongue.
Yeah, so you hear us okay in those headphones?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So your ears are – your that's
is that his hearing
aids? It's his hearing aids that you hear.
Oh, ring. That's cool.
I was about to say, what is that?
It's like a feedback loop. Noise.
Yeah, there was.
No, I took these out.
So. Yeah, we can still hear them, though.
You can hear that?
Yeah, you can't, but we can.
Well, yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is a great day.
Yes.
You know, all I can do is hit a button.
Yeah, and you just turn them off.
Did that go off?
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't hear mm-hmm. it now.
You don't hear that?
Hey, tell them about how you can hook it up to your Bluetooth on your TV.
Oh, yeah, man, that's great.
My dad needs that.
It's got a little attachment, and you can sit back there and just enjoy it and put it all the way down on low, 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 and nobody else can hear it, but I can hear it just fine.
Are you kidding me? And that's a thing, really?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, like this is never hear westerns again.
No, this is a game changer, Mr. Larry. This is like this is totally, completely going to change the world for my family because everybody complains about my dad watching TV so loud, and he only watches westerns, and it's always the shootouts scare mom because she thinks it's really going on in the house because it's so loud. This is You just hook it up to the Bluetooth on the TV and it plays it.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah. It's really great. Really great. Of course, I've been wearing them for hearing aids 55 years, and I've been through about every kind there is. But the Bluetooth function is exceptional.
They're still on, by the way.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah. I don't think you've met Carson. Have you met Carson?
Mm-mm.
That's Carson.
Are you? Is that you?
That's me.
That's her.
Yes.
What's your first name? Kit?
Carson.
Oh. So it's Carson, or?
Yeah, basically.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like Cher. Or,
that's all right.
Yeah.
And
do you you live here or ride a bicycle?
I do have a car.
Okay.
So they let me out occasionally.
If you're riding a bicycle.
It's like all the culmination of years of calling Larry and getting one-liners.
During Christmas, the boys loved it. Going through some of the, like what was the things you were telling them about the Bible, the first state in the Bible?
Oh, that was Arkansas. You knew that, didn't you, Carson?
I didn't.
Uh-huh. Well, you remember when the Bible says Noah looked it out of Arkansas?
Yeah.
And you know who the shortest man was, don't you, in the Bible?
I don't.
It was Nehemiah.
Bible
oh my gosh,
puns.
Bible puns.
I know.
Baba,
this is, so
this
great.
Is how
this
you...
is the greatest day. This is the greatest day.
We're at Bible puns now.
Dude,
I love it.
This is seriously the best.
I can't wait
what was
to
the
get
one
on.
About what was the one about the fireman? Bubba's, a fireman now, if you knew that. Bubba's a volunteer fireman.
It's on my shirt.
You're a fireman?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's what the wise men were. Did you know that?
No,
and the Bible says when they seen the Bethlehem, don't you remember it said they came from afar?
Oh man,
well, it had to be firemen.
I cannot wait to go home today. And my wife's gonna go, "What'd you do at work today, honey?" I listened to Larry tell Bible puns.
You said,
and
I
it was a great day.
Listen to a legend. That's
a
what
legend.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I did.
Oh, wow,
you gotta have more of these. You got more? You got any more?
Well, I left my book at home.
So I want to. I think today is the day, Big D, that you tell him the secret. The secret.
What?
You know you need to.
All right. I will.
Wait.
I've never.
Is this happening?
Okay. I don't know. I don't want it to happen, but I think. I think.
So
right.
Can we change
Big
the
D told. Big D told us that you have witnessed his super hearing before. Big D has crazy superhero.
Do you
hearing.
Remember? It's been a while. Maybe even 10 years ago, 8 years ago, maybe. And I came into town. I think it was for Christmas. And you took me into the office and you wanted to check my hearing.
Oh yeah.
And so you put me in that little booth with the soundproofing in there, and I had headphones on.
Yes.
And then you sat behind some poor piece of a machine, and you would send tones to each ear, and I would lift a finger if I could hear him.
Right.
And so I was going pretty good. I could hear pretty well. And then it got to a point where I thought I could hear it, but I wasn't sure. And I really didn't want to, like, not hear it.
Yeah, you didn't
want
to let your dad down. You didn't want to cheat, did you?
So I noticed that every time you hit the button, there was a red light that would reflect in your glasses.
Yeah.
And so I would see that reflection, and I would raise my finger.
Yeah.
And it worked for a while, and then you would try and fake me out. Like, you would kind of act like you're doing it, and I didn't see the light. And I was just follow the plan, Derek. Just follow the plan. And so I would raise it, and then you'd hit it. I'd see the light, and I'd raise my finger, and you'd kind of go, all right. And then we finished, and I remember seeing it, like, because you would put little dots, and then you drew the dots like a graph. And mine were like off the chart, like it was way up here, and like some tones, like you're like, I haven't seen anything like this before.
No,
I didn't hear half of them. So, but my eyesight's great.
I did the same thing when I went in the Army, because I knew I had a bad left ear, and so they did my right ear first, and they said it's perfect, so they put it on the other ear. And I kind of remember how far apart they was doing it on the right. And so I just beep, beep, beep. And I didn't hear one tone out of that left ear. But then I was in an artillery outfit in Germany. So, you know, a lot of times that damages your hearing. Well, I was ready to get out when I was ready to get out after 25 months in Germany. So I got to thinking, if they check my hearing when I get out and they find that bad hearing in that left ear, I'm going to be held over for several months until they can figure out what's wrong with my left ear. Because they're not going to let me out when I show.
Yeah, because they think you came in with good hearing.
Yeah.
And they want to figure out what happened to it.
Well, I did have good ears when I cheated on it. So I was thinking, wow, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
And fortunately, they didn't. They didn't check my hearing, so
you're able to get away with it.
So you're saying that you cheated on a hearing test,
just like I did.
Your son did years later.
No, see, Big D.
Stuff is hereditary.
I don't feel so bad.
You didn't want, you didn't want to admit it, and now you know. Just the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No. How long? Did you meet Mom in here? But were you married before you went to Germany?
I got married on Saturday, and I didn't have a car, so we was going to go on a honeymoon. I said, how are we going to go on a honeymoon when we don't have a car? Well, my dad and my mom and my sister was there at the wedding, and so I asked my dad, I said, can I borrow your car to go on a short honeymoon, like a couple of nights? And he said, sure. But we'll have to go with you because we don't have a car. We just got one car. So all five of us went on my honeymoon.
What?
And I didn't know you had to make reservations for motels. I didn't, I hadn't been anywhere. And so every time I go on, they said, well, we're full. I finally found one, and they said, yeah, but one room has six beds. I said, I don't need six beds. I just need one bed and one for my mom and dad, and my sister will sleep in one. So my sister's 10 years old, and she says, Mother, can I go stay in Sue and Larry's room tonight? And she said, no, you're going to stay with us. Get out of here.
Can't even imagine.
But my honeymoon lasted like 2 days. And then on a Wednesday morning, I got on a train and took us 2 days to get to Fort Dix, New Jersey. And I knew I was going to be shipped. I didn't know where. And as we was pulling in those big buses, I saw one ship, and the whole front end was caved in like it hit an iceberg or something. I said, boy, I hope they get that one fixed. Guess which one we got on? That's it. That was the one.
Well, only the best for you.
Yep.
So you went over to Germany on a boat?
Yeah, there was 5,000 of us.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
They don't call them boats. I found that out. Yeah. It's run by the Navy. They said, this is not a boat, son. This is a ship. Mm-hmm. I said, same difference to me.
So you get on. How long does that take to get over there?
Well, it's amazing. It depends on which way you're going. You know, it's the same distance both ways, but it took us 8 days to get from Fort Dix to Bremerhaven, Germany. But a couple of years later, when I came back, it took us 9 days, and I never could figure that out. It's the same distance. Yeah. Why would it take another day?
Could be wind. I don't know.
It's currents. The currents.
Yeah.
Currents.
Well, just speed the boat up.
I mean, he's not wrong, fair. Right? He's right. That's exactly. How long but you and Mom didn't date very long, did you?
Oh, I saw her 5 times before we was married.
Saw her 5 times.
5 times. That's correct.
Wow.
Over how much time? How much time had elapsed from time one to time six?
Too long. I don't remember. Let's see, I guess it would have been about a year.
That's not bad. I think my parents were like, I think my parents had met and were married like in 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. He also was a military guy at the time, and he's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Get married.
Well, they told me if they'd known I was going to get married when I probably wouldn't have had to ship overseas, but, I'm glad I did because it was a good experience. I enjoyed my trip over there. Really, about all I did was play basketball. So we went all the way to V-Corps finals before we got beat, which is a top thing over there. And I do remember the one thing about playing basketball for the Army. Every time we had a game, they gave us another pair of new shoes.
What?
I thought, man. These shoes ought to last more than one game, but I had a whole closet full of shoes, and I didn't know what to do with them, so I guess I just left them there. I don't know what happened to them.
Wow. Patrick spends a lot of time in Germany. He's got a good friend of his that lives in Germany.
Dominic, big shout out.
I've spent probably a couple of months in Germany since I turned 17, you know, off and on. But, yeah, it's great. I don't speak any German. I never learned any of it.
You didn't like it?
I just didn't learn
the dirty words.
I know how to say some things I shouldn't say on the podcast, but that's about it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's they sent me to German class. I got 40 hours of it, but mostly what we guys spoke was what we call GI German, you know.
And is that also the dirty words?
That's where you just walk in and go, beer, por favor.
And our
wrong one.
Our first apartment over there was, it was kind of old. It was 900 years old, believe it or not.
Wow.
And we had a one room about the size of a large bathroom, and a little step down was our kitchen. And the bathroom was down the hall. But in the wintertime, when it got real cold, we had to go upstairs because the water froze in the bowl in the lower bathroom. So we had to go upstairs.
In the toilet?
Do what?
It would freeze in the toilet, like when you go to pee in there, it would just, like, splash you back?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you got to look real good. Make sure it ain't gonna come back at you.
Like, it's like going take the cling wrap and putting the cling wrap over the toilet when your friend goes to pee. Everybody's done that to their roommate once.
I remember my first trip, and my buddy told me when I got there, he goes, "Listen, beer is beer, hamburger is hamburger. You'll be fine." And I was like, "Yeah, pretty much.
That's all you need. That's all you need to know."
No.
We grew up we had a lot of influence, the German influence, growing up, because we would eat. Mom would make stuff like what's the stuff with the breaded veal? What's it called? Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, that's Wiener Schnitzel is pretty good.
Yeah.
See, I like sauerkraut. Like, but the way I eat kimchi is about where I go with sauerkraut too. I just eat it straight out of the thing.
See, sauerkraut in Germany is not sour. You know.
It's not?
One of the few words I remember is, I was trying to think the word Kartoffel. That's potato.
Mm-hmm.
But they fry potatoes and they're good.
You can get potato pancakes. They're called Kartoffelpoppen.
But
something like that.
Kartoffelpoppen.
Kartoffelpoppen.
That's actually kind of fun. I want to start ordering that. I'm going to go to Waffle House. Uno Kartoffelpoffel, please.
Kartoffelpoppen.
But see, Mom had to go to the grocery store every day because we had no refrigerator, no stove, and she cooked on a two-burner hot plate. That's all we had to cook on.
No fridge and no stove.
No fridge and no stove.
Can't gloss over that.
That's and so we moved, in a frozen toilet.
We moved three different times. And the second place we moved to, I really liked because there was 9 apartments. 6 of them were GIs and their wives. The other 3, I think, were hookers. And there was a landlord.
Ladies.
The best part, the landlord's daughter was about 25. And when she took her sun bath, she got tanned all over. But then the next time we moved, we got a refrigerator. It was only 2 foot high, and it was above a German theater. And the guy told us, he said, if you want to go down and watch the movies anytime, there's no charge. Of course, we didn't know what they were saying, but you could look at it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't speak that good of German, you know.
So did you go down and watch some of the free movies?
Yeah, we did a few when we didn't have anything else.
Were they like American movies with overdubs, or was it German movies?
Well, they had both. Most of them were in German. They spoke German. But see, our landlord, he thought we was crazy because put some of our water in the refrigerator. He said, "That'll make you sick." I said, No, it won't. It won't make you sick. So he didn't understand that. But
they thought cold water made you sick?
Still, they don't drink cold anything.
No, they just drink their own.
Even the beer's not cold?
Sometimes beer is cold, but usually it's not. But like soft drinks? They drink at room temperature.
We were in Europe, but I wasn't in Germany on that one. But like in Paris and all that, they give you ice and things like that.
Not something they don't do.
No, I remember asking Dominic's mom for ice. And this is when I'm 17, so like 20 years ago. But she had to go find her ice tray, her ice cube tray. And it was this big, and it made 6 ice cubes.
Oh, it was about the size of a deck of cards.
Maybe the size of a cell phone. And it made 6 little ice cubes. That was
which melted instantly.
Oh, yeah. They didn't need ice. They didn't put it in anything. It's crazy.
So I got to take Dad to a doctor's appointment today. So,
well, I like your eye patch. I think it's pretty cool.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. It makes you look tough.
Yeah. Well,
it's part of why we're going to figure out what's going on with this. Are you still having any headaches with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Not as bad. Not as bad.
I wonder if the ringing from the things is making the headache.
No.
Like, you know, because you, like, whenever you hear a noise, those tones, you know, you do the mosquito tones. When you hear those, you don't hear the noise if it's so high, but you feel the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it can mess with your head a little bit. I wonder if the squealing could be causing some of the issues. Maybe, maybe not. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because you do feel it. Your body does know it's there, even if you can't hear it.
Well, at this point, anyway.
You're talking about the hearing aids, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, see, another feature on this, it has what we call a cross, it stands for contralateral routing of sound. And it goes, I hear hardly anything, just zilch in my left ear. But with these new ones, I can put it here, and if there's somebody on my left side and they talk to me, the receiver picks it up and it sends it over to the other side.
Oh, wow.
And I can hear it in my right ear, what I normally would hear if I had good hearing, in my left ear.
Oh, that's so wiggy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's incredible.
There's lots of improvements.
Yeah, my dad's got some old ones, I think, because he can't hear anything. And you'll be talking to him, and if you're standing on one side of him, he doesn't have a clue. He doesn't even know you're there.
No, no.
You guys sometime should go with my dad to the emergency room. It is the life-changingest thing you'll ever do in your life.
How so?
Because you want to kill yourself. you go in and he talks to everyone. And like he's loud. He's loud. I walked in, and when I walked in, it was him. There's a guy across from him. There was two ladies over here and another one across. It's like a small little waiting room. And I walk in, he's like, he says, and I'll tell you right now, Jesus is coming back and I can't wait. How about you? And they're like, yes, I agree. Me too. Yes. And the other guy's like, amen, brother. And I was like, we're going to take up an offering here in a second. He was having church up in there.
Well, that's what I was planning on doing, but I didn't have my cap with me, I don't think. And about that time, they called me back. So
I wish it was 4 hours that we waited in there. By the way, I do like your 17 gear hat. But show that to the camera. This is the camera's over here.
Where is it?
Right here.
Oh, it's right there. You want me to put it on? I can't put it on with this.
Yeah. Look at that. Sporting his 17 gear.
Can you see it?
He's got
available for purchase at shop.bigdandbubba.com.
Yep, that's it.
He's got a 17 coffee mug. You broke the Big D and
Bubba.
Yeah,
we broke one. Yeah.
Do you still have Big D's, what is it, the ACM that you gave your dad?
I sure do, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it still right there by your chair?
Yeah. No, I moved across the room. Because I got to have a table for my medicine, see? That's
when you know I get to take a lot of medicine.
That's my dad has the same thing there. His little table is nothing but medicine.
Yeah, well, about 3 years ago, I had a good friend that was living in Oak Ridge, and we went to see him, and the conversation got around to, well, I take this. Well, I take this. Well, what did you take before you took that one? I said, hold it. That proves, guys and girls, that we're getting old because all we can do is talk about what kind of medicine we take.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
And they all agreed and then said, so what were you taking?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the hospital for something and was there. And he gave me a piece of paper and I undid it and it's in his wallet. And it's just this handwritten list of all these medicines that he's on. Like, are you taking all of these? I try.
Dude, when we go to people's houses for the fire department, we have to get a list of everything they're on. If we can, we like to actually send it with them to the hospital. I have had Walmart bags full of prescription bottles.
Wow.
That we have to send on the ambulance with people. It's crazy. The amount of medication that goes along with people.
Do you send their spare heroin?
I don't.
You don't send that?
No.
Okay. Did you say heroin?
Yes, he did.
Dad just made a heroin joke.
I thought he said hair, like a toupee, but no, he said heroin.
You send some extra heroin. Rogaine?
Heroin. Well, I figured you just kept it for us, you know, a side thing.
They came from afar.
You didn't know that.
Nope. I know it now, though, and I'll never forget.
Yeah.
I hate to rush this. We got to get to his doctor's appointment. So.
Right. Well,
hey, let me ask you this. Do you know how many bones there are in a giraffe's neck?
No.
I have
You know how many are in a mouse's neck?
Same amount?
Mm-hmm.
They're just bigger and elongated.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to say six.
You're close. Seven. Isn't that amazing?
That is pretty amazing. So yeah. Both mice and giraffes have the same amount of bones in their necks.
Mm-hmm. Was there an anecdote or something that came with that? No, it was just a random fact.
That's one of those things you ever get on that show, you know, whatever it is.
What is seven?
I'm going to nominate you as the new host of Jeopardy.
Great.
Right?
Oh, my God. A 30-minute Jeopardy episode would take an hour and 15 minutes. It would be awesome.
It would be must-see TV.
How many bones? I can't get my voice to go deep enough. I have the pacing down.
Can we try this while we have you here, Mr. Larry? Can we have you go vocally as deep, hit the lowest note possible?
You mean like, just talking?
Like just go as deep. I can't do it.
Down there somewhere. That's about as low as I can get.
It's like Trace Atkins low, man.
I asked him one time. I said, because I've been doing radio since I was 14. By the way, this man was with me when I went into my very first job interview for radio, and my second one, and that was the one I got the job for. I asked him. I said, when do I get this cool voice? And he was like, you should already had it by now.
Yeah, he was only 14. Of course, you know the story. And so he comes back and says, Dad, I got the job. I said, great. What are you going to do, sweep floors? He said, no, I'm going to be a DJ. So my next question, of course, coming from a dad, how much are they going to pay you? He said, well, don't leave me. He said, I forgot to ask. I'll be right back.
Did you go back in and ask him, or did you say, my dad wants to know? No. See, I would have been like, my dad wants me to come in and find out how much you're going to pay and all that.
I think I got paid. What was minimum wage back then, Bob?
$3.28,
if I recall.
I think my starting minimum was like $4.25.
That sounds familiar, too. It may have been $4.25.
Four and a quarter, baby.
Four and a quarter.
Four and a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was building grain elevators in Kansas, 360 foot high. And we went up this ladder, handmade ladder, straight up.
Best kind of ladders ever.
And we got $1 per hour. We worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Jeez.
That was back a while.
And you couldn't complain.
Oh, no.
Did you ever tell Bob about your first car?
Oh, my first car was a 1935 Plymouth Coupe, but you couldn't drive it when it was raining because I had a piece of chicken wire across the top.
Why the chicken wire? To keep animals out of the car?
I guess you keep you from jumping, maybe. I don't know. And then it had the mother-in-law seat. In the back, it was messed up. It didn't work good.
Was it standard chicken wire, or was that like some kind of rig that somebody put on there?
No, it was not standard. It was standard chicken wire, but kept chickens out. And then I finally took the big old fenders off of it and raced it up and down the banks of the Arkansas River. You know, that's another strange thing. In Kansas, when the Arkansas River comes to Kansas, it's the Arkansas River. Mm-hmm. As soon as it gets to Oklahoma, it's the Arkansas River. It's spelled just the same.
Yep, that's right. That's a weird thing.
We have folks listening in Arkansas City, Kansas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought that was necessary to bring up, but we
did. Well, I'm glad you did.
Thank well, that's where, my, that's where my mother lived, was Arkansas City, Ark City. And they had I know we got to go. We had this, or they did. I didn't have it. This plant there that processed meat, it was called Mar-Nure. And we just called it Mar-Manure because it stunk. I mean, when you crossed over that bridge.
Dude, there's nothing worse than a chicken factory. Oh, dude, you get down to the processing floor, and you're like, this is the worst thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
America.
Yep.
That's what they always tell you. You get in the panhandle, Texas panhandle, and you start smelling the cattle, and they're like, that's the smell of money.
It is.
You're like, yeah, I know, but I ain't making any of it. I just got to smell it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. Very, very amazing surprise. And I think we're all better people for it now.
I'm sure you are. Thank you.
This is like a long time coming.
I love it. It's so great.
The next time my dad's in town, I'm bringing him in, and we're going to have him just tell stories. And
I got one question, though. Who do I give my Social Security number to?
To Patrick.
Oh, for us to pay you? Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah. You're not paying me?
Mm-mm.
No. You're not going to get a...
Well, forget what I said. Most of it was lies anyway.
Well, thank you, Dad, for doing this. Appreciate it.
All right, we're
done?
Pleasure
being here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again also to O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And we will see you next week for the next episode.
Amen. And a woman.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Hillary Scott from Lady Ace on the hotline. Hello, Hillary. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you Hillary or Ilaria from Mallorca, Spain? I want to hear your accent.
Oh, I mean, I haven't been keeping up too much with the news, but man, there are some funny things circling around that.
It's like there's so much going on in the world. There's so much to talk about that we could just sit here all day. And
what
and
is that about? That's
Baldwin's wife who said she was from Spain, but she's not. She's from Boston, and yeah, she has an accent, but she doesn't.
That's
she can't.
Awesome.
She can't remember the English word for cucumber. I mean, it's like so great.
What happens to people when they get money? They just get
well. I don't
weird.
Know. She came from money. I don't know. Hi, Hillary. How are you?
Hi.
Thank goodness you're not her. I'd rather talk to you any day.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, it's so good to talk to y'all. What y'all are just describing, it's like it's just very strange to feel like what you know the headlines and things that you're just really not surprised by anything anymore, it seems.
Really
but
not.
But when there are things that have a lot of comedic value, I appreciate them.
Do you spend a lot of time on Twitter?
No, actually, I deleted Twitter off of my phone for my own just like mental health. So I'll check in on Instagram every so often, but my Twitter is, I kind of had to just hand it over to our management, to just repost and post as needed because it just wasn't a healthy place for me to live.
Yeah. Especially and you guys had kind of a kooky year too with all the weird stuff. I mean, we're not going to dive all into that, but did that all get worked out?
Yeah, it is. And we are, and honestly I had it deleted before that, which was a blessing in disguise. But yeah, I mean, we're learning a lot and we are just trying, you know, we're moving forward, just trying to really do the right thing and continue to not only have our music and our live shows be welcoming to all, but us and our hearts and how we are, you know, present ourselves and are portrayed be that as well. So yes, I'm hopeful. It's a new year. And
we're going to raise our plastic cups to a life of luxury.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm not even sure what you said.
It's Champagne Night lyrics, dude.
No, not you, her.
Oh.
Lady A, Hillary Scott is joining us. Where's Dave and Charles? Were they fired? They're lazy or what are they doing?
We are all just kind of juggling our family schedules coming back from the holiday. And we just are kind of having some solo time on these phone calls, which I will say is really nice. And especially when we're all remote, like from our homes or in different places, we have a tendency to talk over each other and interrupt all the time anyway. And it's nearly impossible when we aren't in the same room to honor that of like not jumping on each other's toes when talking. So this is nice.
When we scheduled this interview, did you guys fight over who got to talk to us?
You know what? We kept it very, non-favoritism happening, so we just kind of let the powers that be, like, give us our list.
I think we're on a rotation, and I'll tell you why. Because we talked to Charles, then we talked to Dave, now we have Hillary. I think they're going, oh, it's your turn to talk to Big D and Bubba, guys.
I think that's where we're at.
Hey, what's the coolest thing you got for Christmas?
Oh, man. My husband had... It was so simple. It was literally like there was a bow on the folder, and it was just a ton of photos from his phone, my phone, that had been taken of our daughters over the last 12 months and just printed out in an actual physical copy, because I just feel like no one prints out physical. I don't print out physical copies really of photos anymore. And so it's just this giant stack of photos that I just get to enjoy. And it's so simple, but that was my favorite gift.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that, you know, if you're looking for something, and I know Christmas is done and all, but like if you've got a birthday or something, maybe Mother's Day, stuff like that, like an actual physical photo album, man, it's cool. My kids still go through our old photo albums from before they were born.
Yeah, there's nothing like holding those photos in your hands or flipping the pages and not just scrolling on your phone, you know, or clicking on your computer. I mean, it's the same way I feel about reading a book. Like, I want to hold a book. And yeah, it was hands down my favorite gift.
Well, it's so great talking to you, and we hope that this is a much better year than last year, and
you guys
can get out and do some touring and actually, you know, do what you do.
Come hang out over here.
Oh, it's been crazy,
man.
We'll
warm some tortillas. It'll be great.
That would be awesome. I mean, the gathering together will just... We'll never take it for granted anymore. I know I won't.
Yeah. Make sure you pick up the Ocean Deluxe Edition. It's got Champagne Night on there. And, of course, congratulations on the Grammy nomination for Ocean. Woo-hoo! So great. Look at you guys. You know,
thank you so much.
It's I hope you have a wonderful 2020. What is this? 2021 now?
Yes. And do us a favor. Yes. Tell Charles he's next.
Yeah. Charles has been tagged.
I'll text him right now.
Thanks, Hillary.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Brent Gleason is joining us on the hotline. What's up, Brent? How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you doing, brother?
Ah, we're good. We're good. Bubba, what's the main reason why you wanted Brent on the show?
Well, because I had followed some things that I had seen on Twitter, people recommending good books and things like that, and I was like, well, you know what? I want to read this book. So I told Patrick, I said, hey, I'm reading this book. Can we get this guy on the show? And Brent, I got the book, but I haven't read it yet. So I feel like a total failure.
That's all right. I forgive you.
It is sitting in my Jeep about 45 feet from where I'm standing right now. And it's on the seat where it has been for at least a week now. And I'm like, man, I keep saying, when I have a moment to read, this is what I'm reading. And I just, for some reason, with the holidays and all that kind of crazy stuff, for some reason, I just never got a minute.
Well, you have something to look forward to then.
So kind of tell us about the book so you can explain. Embrace the Suck is the name of the book, by the way. Brent Gleason, SEAL Team 5, one of the first SEALs deployed to Iraq back in early 2003. What's Embrace the Suck? What is kind of the 30,000-foot overview?
Sure. So the title is Embrace the Suck, subtitled The Navy SEAL Way to an Extraordinary Life. I guess the book falls within the self-help, self-improvement genre. The phrase Embrace the Suck was born within the military. And essentially, the book encapsulates the philosophy of, you know, being intentional in the subtle art of comfort zone expansion, of using pain and suffering and adversity as actually a pathway towards enlightenment and insight and growth and development, as opposed to shying away from it. And, you know, developing discipline and personal accountability, avoiding temptation, planning better, executing better, you know, debriefing with ourselves better so that we can be in a constant state of improvement, and doing all of these things to live a more meaningful, fulfilling, and happier, purpose-driven life.
You know, that's something that I think all of us need to concentrate on. When things suck, when things are not going the way you planned, instead of, you know, cowering in a corner going, oh, I can't handle it, just face it and say, you know what, this is what's going on. This is what is in my life right now, and it has to be dealt with, and I need to deal with it my way instead of it dealing with me.
And I'll tell you something else. I think that it's real easy to go, kids nowadays don't have what it takes, blah, blah, blah. But I'll tell you, there are a lot of really tough kids that are growing up now and do embrace the suck. There's a lot of kids out, especially a lot of in these rural areas, farm kids. Country kids, man. Your FFA kids. And I think it is a disservice that a lot of people do by doing that, because it's an easy excuse. It's easy.
You know, I saw a guy the other day. He was huge, big dude, Ralphie May-sized guy. And he was going up and down stairs. Like, just going up and down a flight of stairs over and over and over. And I just sat there watching, and I'm like, that guy is embracing the suck. You know, it's the total mantra. He is he's taking over, and he's fixing stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. Go ahead, Brent.
I was just going to say, we see a lot of those types of kids coming through SEAL training now. There are a lot more resources and a lot more things online that are available, and strength training programs and mentorship programs. We're seeing kids come in more fit and tougher than ever, but we're actually still seeing a little bit of a downtick in actual mental toughness and mental fortitude. Falling within that sort of everybody gets a trophy culture that we live in right now. You know, fitness is one thing, but it's the mental fortitude that really gets tested.
Can you tell, like, when there's new SEAL recruits coming in, can you like the first day kind of go, yeah, he's going to ring the bell. He'll be gone. He'll stay. He'll be gone. He'll stay.
Not even close. Let's say for simple math, you start with a class of 200 students. That day one, everybody's kind of, you know, sizing each other up, looking at each other. You're not a team yet. You're not a class yet. You're basically an individual competitor. And that's about an 85 to 90% failure rate for, you know, highly capable candidates. It's challenging just to get into the program. And you could never handpick, maybe one or two, but you could never handpick the graduating class if you tried. And it's typically not the people you think. You might see, you know, the guy you described running up and down the stairs, you know, big, tough dude, covered in tattoos, looks mean, looks scary. But he might quit minute two of Hell Week. You never know. And then the guy standing next to you who looks like an accountant might crush you in the training. It's a fascinating social experiment because it's a very level playing field regardless of the background you come from.
Well, I think too many people in life focus on the suck, and that just kind of embraces the misery. And they're like, oh, my life is horrible. Instead of focusing on the suck in the phrase embrace the suck, focus on embrace and just say, you know what, find the good in whatever the bad thing in your life is, whether it's the skills you're learning or the muscles you're building or the fat you're losing or whatever it is that you got going on. When you embrace the suck, find the positive in it and learn from it and let it make you a better person.
And admittedly, going into this project, I didn't realize 2020 would suck so bad for most people.
Yeah.
Selfishly, I think the timing of the book is wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, it's called Embrace the Suck. Brent Gleason, Embrace the Suck. Brent, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for your service as well. And, Bubba, go read that book.
I'm going to pick it up off of my seat, and I'm going to put it on the other seat.
All right. Hey, baby steps. All right, Brent. Thanks, man.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care, bud. Bye-bye.